Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Hans. He's got a resume writing business and wanted to do a chat with me about helping guys write resumes to get them past the gynocentric HR departments. I didn't want to make it an hour-long ad, so I thought it was better if I just made a video about this. Plus, I don't want to make this video nothing more than a thinly veiled ad. The last time I needed some resume writing services was back in 2008 and 2011. And I got both jobs thanks to the help that I got. I also worked as a video contractor for a guy that was doing executive resume writing after that. While filming his training sessions, I learned a lot about the industry. He would tell me that routinely the women in those departments would get the IT to change the hiring algorithms all the time, so the majority of the resumes would never be seen by a person. That if they weren't properly formatted regardless of where you went to school and your other prior experiences, there would be no interview. Then most people just spray and pray when it comes to sending out their resumes to hundreds of companies, hoping that a few of them get back to them. The thing to remember is that most of the time before the resume gets into the hands of a woman in the HR department, it goes through automated software that scans it for the right format and keywords, and that those things change all the time. So even though you applied for jobs 10 years ago and your resume got you that job, the same one might actually not get you an interview today. It's not only about the quality of the resume and how well put together it is. It's also about getting around the BS that mostly women in the HR departments put you through. If you're super good looking, you might as well get a picture of yourself at the top of it. I'm just kidding. But many companies, a lot of the time, don't even hire the most qualified man for the job. They instead hire the best looking one. So what does Hans have to offer? Well, he sent a whole list of statistics to prove that he knows what he's talking about. He told me that only 1 in 10 submitted resumes is ever reviewed by a hiring manager. The rest are filtered by assistants, recruiters, and the ATS systems. ATS is the software that's also known as the applicant tracking system. That's a system that mostly female HR managers oversee to limit who gets in. What you may not know is the real reason there are millions of jobs out there that aren't being filled right now. A lot of people say it's because of the Great Resignation, but that's not it at all. So why are there so many jobs available that don't seem to be getting filled? Either the people applying don't have the qualifications, or because companies burn through so many employees that they're constantly hiring in anticipation of high turnover. Amazon has 500,000 to 1 million openings and jobs, but no one wants to take them because they don't want to urinate in a jar while sorting packages, or because the people that are currently working only stay there for a few months and then they leave. It's not necessarily that there are worker shortages out there. It's that the turnover is so high that they need tons of desperate workers to rotate through. Why do you think that Canada is bringing in so many unskilled laborers? The country needs many people all fighting each other for the privilege of doing a terrible job that no one wants to do. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to you'll own nothing and fight other people for jobs in the factory where they grow bugs to feed people with Clown World Show. But going back to Hans and his Viking resume services, he says that the resumes that do end up managing to get through the initial filtering process, that automated filtering process, 80% of them get thrown in the trash after that because of bad grammar and spelling. So it's a numbers game, formatting the cover letter according to industry standards. And the only way you know that is to hire someone who does. Then having a resume that's 2 pages and easy to read and understand, and then has proper language use. Hans also helps set up your LinkedIn profile properly. Having a good one also helps boost your odds that you'll get an interview as well. Hans is also in Carmel, California, in case you actually want to see him in person. But you can be anywhere. Back in 2008, when I got mine done, the guy that was helping me was in the United Kingdom. So long as you're in the English-speaking world, he can probably help you. My only concern is that you want to check pricing when it comes to resumes with them. I didn't see the prices anywhere on the website. Years ago, the guy I was working for was charging $700 to do 1 resume. That's a lot of money when you're out of work and your income isn't all that steady. If I were to contact Hans, What I do is research a whole bunch of different resume formats and figure out which one works the best. I always preferred the reverse chronological kind. As for HR departments being women-dominated, why is it that 70% of the workers in them are women? I keep running into answers like women having greater emotional intelligence or communication skills than men. Maybe it's about tripping men up and figuring out if they're lying about their talents and skills for a job interview, and whether they can actually do it or not. Talking to a hiring manager from my experience is like an interrogation. One time, two managers that were interviewing me did the whole good cop, bad cop routine. The woman came in first and was nice and open, and made me feel positive, and then her male counterpart came in, and he played hardball. It was all so predictable. I didn't have anything to lie about, so there was no way to stump me. But if you're a woman working in the hiring department, it's advantageous, because you're more cunning and likely to think of all the ways bad employees will get hired. Hiring the wrong person costs the company money, and women are better at getting potential hires to open up and feel comfortable enough to white knight and slip up and say that one little piece of information that disqualifies them from the job. Some people will say that women work in HR because it's a nice cushy job, and so they can also bring more women their friends in to feed off of the corporate trough. But I think it's more complicated than that. Turnover costs companies a lot of money, and women tend to be good BS detectors, so long as the men they're hiring aren't good looking, because when that's the case, then they'll just give them a pass and hire them. They also tend to prevent the creeps and weirdos from getting into the workplace. They decide what men with what personalities get to succeed in the work world. Even if you're the best worker in the world, but a little bit socially stunted or autistic, and they sense it, then odds are they won't bring you in because you won't fit into their so-called office culture. As for Hans and his resume services, he also told me that your chances of having a human read your resume is a lot higher if you had a cover letter, because a 2018 survey says that 87% of recruiters still read cover letters. But it still has to be formatted correctly for the AI computer software that's going to scan it before it ever gets the recruiter. I guess he's going to help you with that too. Most employers also prefer two-page resumes, and he says that only 6 out of 250 applicants ever get contacted. Getting a job is a numbers game, and having a proper resume increases your odds. Also, the longer it takes to get hired at a new job, the longer you potentially burn through more of your savings before you do get the work. I know I can't really vouch for the services of Hans, but if I was thinking of hiring him, first I'd ask how much he charges, and second, I'd see if he understands how automated software filters your resume when you send it in. Also, what will boost your chances of finding work is if you know someone in the company you apply for in the first place that can vouch for you. That has always helped me find work in the past. The local Walmart near me is completely staffed by Indians. Do you think that's a coincidence, or is it all about their background? If you have a certain ethnic background, sometimes it's not a bad way to get your foot in the door. I get the sneaky suspicion that you're going to need advantages like this in order to get work going forward, especially as jobs become increasingly scarce thanks to AI automation. You'll need someone on the inside to literally get you in. That's why, in addition to having qualifications and a good resume, you're going to need to get involved in networking events for your industry and make connections that way. But in the end, even that won't happen, as I predict that 80 to 90% of jobs get automated away. That's why, in my opinion, you need to get as many tech stocks as possible that'll profit from the automation and will allow you to survive and thrive without a job, while unfortunately others starve financially. I don't see there being a second American Revolution to take down the wealthy. I suspect that the wealthy will pool just enough of their resources together to create some sort of universal basic income, so that the remaining people don't revolt, but not enough to encourage them to reproduce, so each subsequent generation will get smaller as the technocrats profit from more and more automation. That's my suspicion as to what will happen. Once again, the link to the Viking resume services is down below in case you're looking for help. Hopefully this video has tons of useful information in it besides just being a blatant ad. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Hans for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that you need a professionally put together resume to smash through female HR gatekeepers and get a job faster. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the resumes that never actually get to their destination away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.